Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the second hour, but we got to take a break. Before then, I will tell you, if you're selling your house in 2026, Josh Hysaw would be the person to call. Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty. It can be tricky to sell a house in this environment, honestly. But whether maybe you're downsizing, maybe you're getting a bigger house, maybe you're moving into town, maybe you're moving out of town. What makes it tricky is you don't know when your house is going to sell and you don't know how much you're going to get for it. And in this environment, it's trickier still. And so you might be tempted by these cash offers that you're getting from the over the text or phone calls or robocalls or whatever else. You want to sell your house? You don't want yourself, so you don't want those people to sell your house, because what they're going to do is they're going to come in here and they're going to give you an offer worth, 20, 30, 40% less than your house is worth. Josh Hysaw is local. He's going to come to your house. If he thinks it's the best way to sell it the traditional way, he will tell you that. But otherwise, he will look at and see what your house is worth, and he will give you a full market price offer for your home. And you still have 4 months to hand over the keys. So if you are, again, looking to sell in 2026, you owe it to yourself to reach out to Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. Josh has the buyers.com. Chris Harrington on the other side. Jeff Calkins, show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Motorcycle, acoustic version by the Cincinnati band Wussy. My daughter and I are driving from Chicago to Memphis today. I let her make the song choice for me.
So are you spending Christmas in Memphis?
We are, and in Arkansas. Splitting.
Christmas in Memphis and in Arkansas. So you'll be at some Grizzlies games along the way, I take it? You'll pick up some Grizzlies games? Yes? No?
Well, yeah. I'm going to stick around, not just during Christmas. Family's going to all head back to Minnesota and Chicago.
I see.
And I'm going to stick around. So I'll be in town for the January homestands, basically. So, yeah, the post-Christmas game, I think it's against Milwaukee on the 26th. I'll be doing that game.
So what state are you in right now?
We're in Illinois. We left Chicago this morning. My daughter and I went to Chicago yesterday to move her stuff back into her apartment. She was on study abroad last semester, and she came back and moved her stuff into her apartment so that when she post-Christmas, she'll just head back to Chicago.
I got you. All right. Well, it was a bit of a bummer of a game for multiple reasons against the Wizards. Chiefly, the loss is you lose to the worst team in the league. That's not good. And then Brandon Clark goes out again. Your thoughts on Saturday's disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, I'll confess, I still plenty to talk about, but I'll confess I didn't watch the game. We had a family night that night and traveling yesterday and today. So that I think that's the only Grizzlies game this season I haven't watched. Obviously, it's a bad loss, regardless of the circumstances, to lose at home against Washington. Washington had been playing a little bit better, but still, you lose at home against Washington in a game where you could finally get to 500. So you've been climbing up the hill, and just as you're about to step foot on top of the hill, you get shoved back down.
Ugh.
And you may tumble a little bit more because you're at Oklahoma City tonight without half your roster. And then you're on the second night of a back-to-back. And I know Utah's not good, but you lost to them at home, and now you're on the road, second night of a back-to-back, probably still without half your roster. So you could tumble a little bit. So that was a disappointing loss regardless of the circumstances. I mean, once you lose Brandon Clark 4 minutes in, and then I gather Jaren's second half got disrupted by foul stuff, and he ended up fouling out with a couple minutes to go. May not have changed the outcome at that point. I'm not sure what went wrong defensively. You know, C.J. McCollum has killed the Grizzlies before. But the Brandon Clark thing is, I mean, it's really a bummer for him, and I don't know how serious it's going to be. Obviously, he's out again tonight. But he'd been back one game and change, I think like 20 total minutes, basically, and then he's out again with another lower body injury. And it's a separate lower body injury, but like when you accumulate lower body injuries, you know, it's rough for him. I mean, I think he had already reached the stage. I think we talked about this heading into the season where you couldn't really plan to have him. Like, you'll be glad to have him when you have him, but you can't. He's past the point where you plan to have him as part of your rotation. Right. But, you know, he's always been good when he's played, and that's a bigger bummer for him, but it's also a bummer for the team.
I mean, it is league-wide, but it is obviously – even worse for the Grizzlies. The notion that we are again with, let's see, here's who's out. Brandon Clark, Zach Edey, Ty Jerome, John Conchar, John Morant, Scottie Pippen Jr., Javon Small, and Vince Williams. Your starting point guard, your next point guard, and your fake point guard.
Right.
Like, I don't know how you get your mind around this. Like, what do you...
Yeah, I mean, you pick it apart a little bit. There are different kinds of injuries and different kinds of players related to injury, right?
Right.
Like, you know, some injuries are just guys you just get injured and it's a one-off thing. But some guys, it's sort of ingrained. The durability problem is ingrained. And I think we're way past the point where obviously it is just an ingrained thing with Brandon Clark. It's not like bad luck. It's that Brandon Clark has a major durability problem. It just, he is, that is him. I think until proven otherwise, that's where John Morant is. I mean, you know, it's been 3 years at this point. And so at this point, you have to assume that his availability is an issue until it's not, or until he's not on your team. You know, and it could go either way. But that is inherent to those players. You know, the Scottie Pippen thing, unless maybe the future will indicate otherwise, but it just seems to be a one-off, you know. The guy got an injury, he had the surgery, and the John Conchar thing, who's not a durability problem, but sort of a one-off.
I guess the question is whether Edie's endemic. Go ahead.
That is the big one. That is the big one, is the Zach Edey. And that's the most important of them all, frankly, I think, even more than the Morant, because you're trying to decide, as you make a decision going forward, you want to be able to assume Zach Edey is a core player whichever direction you head. And it's just hard to know. This could be something he just gets past and it's not a recurring thing, or it could be a major recurring thing. And no one can know. Anyone who says definitively, like, one way or the other, is just guessing. But because you can't know for certain, then that's sort of a problem. And I think the way Zach Edey comes back from the stress reaction and the way he finishes the season, I think it's going to be really important, not just for what the team's trying to accomplish this year, whatever that is, but for the way they conceive themselves going forward.
Yeah, it is interesting. That's by the way, if you take two of the other injuries, both Vince Williams and Ty Jerome, are they just to get to the... Well, Ty Jerome has said the reason he hasn't had a better NBA career where he was good last year is because last year was the first year he was healthy. So he seems to have some fragility built in. And Vince Williams, it's knee soreness. Like, you know. Who knows what that's going to look like for Vince? But
yeah, I mean, and that's different from the ankle stuff
that
he was dealing with last year and early this year. But it's another lower body thing, right?
And
it's those things start to accumulate. I think it's interesting, and I have not. I'm in the car, so I haven't had a chance to check in on this. But they signed, you know, did the hardship exception this morning and signed Christian Coloco, center who had been with the Raptors and the Lakers previously. The guy who, by the way, undercut John Morant on his first hip injury last season, so we'll see how that goes. It's interesting to me that they've made that signing now. They did not do a hardship signing at the first opportunity they could have gotten one, which was a couple of days ago. The fact that they didn't do it then, but then they did it now, they did it with a big, makes me wonder about what they think internally about how long Brandon Clark will be out versus how long John Morant, Vince Williams will be out.
Well, I was going to ask, who does it feel like will be the first to come back? Doesn't it feel like Ja or Vince will be the first of these injured folks to return?
That is what I read from that signing, as I just implied.
Yeah.
I do think the Ja thing is curious, and I don't know. If someone asked Isolo, you can't ask, you know, Zach Kleiman or front office people on the record, unfortunately, because they don't talk on the record but twice a year. If anyone asked Isolo about this, I missed it. But the Ja thing, when Ja had that injury, the next game he was listed as questionable. And then he got downgraded to doubtful, and then he didn't play. And now he's listed as out. So to me, that deserves some clarification. Like, what does that say about the injury?
Yeah. All right. How are you feeling big picture about the Grizzlies season so far?
Well, I mean, I think once you put in the context, the injury stuff, I think they've done okay. Like, it seems like probably appropriate relative to all the issues they've had. And they're still, like, I haven't looked at the standings. I don't know what that loss did to them. I assume they're still in the play-in range right now. Yeah, and so if the idea from the jump was you're probably a play-in team, and at least this was my idea from the jump, right? You're probably going to be a play-in team, and the goal would be to arrive at that point a team that's gotten better over the course of the season, and you're better than your record. You're the 10th, 9th, 8th, 7th place team people don't want to play because the team you put on the floor is actually better than that. I think all of that is still very possible. Like, I mean, they still should finish in the play-in if you look at the rest of the conference. If not better, I think better is hard to hope for. But you should be a play-in team, given the rest of the conference. And the question is, like, what team are you going to take? When you look up in mid-April, like, who's playing? And if, like, everybody's playing, I think this team should be pretty good based on what we've seen, if everybody's playing. But how can you possibly have faith in that? And so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's none of these guys are out for the year, at least,
That's right.
You can imagine them all coming back this year.
You can imagine all 18 guys healthy. 18 can't play. Right. You can imagine all 15 healthy when you hit the postseason.
You can't really imagine it, but you can imagine it. Yes, it is theoretically possible.
Right.
And the demoralizing thing is it begins to, like, if you're a ticket buyer, you just forget are they going to be in the play-in? Like, in the end, this is an entertainment, competitive enterprise. And when you don't,
right?
When you have yet another year where it feels like you've got no idea, and I don't think every franchise feels like this every night that, best players are. I mean, obviously they're not alone in this. Indiana or like lots of places.
New Orleans. Injuries and uncertainty is rampant all over the league, but it's a little bit more rampant in Memphis.
All right, and then tonight they got the Thunder. Was it 73 they beat the Thunder by? Is that what it was? It feels like the Thunder could do it if they wanted to.
I think that's right. That feels right.
Yeah, it feels like the Thunder could do that if if they wanted to. By the way, in terms of – it is interesting. I saw someone did a recent – maybe it was ESPN – did a trade board. And they had 30 players on their trade board, players who were likely to be traded or could be traded or intrigue around them as the trade deadline comes up. There was not a single Grizzly on that 30. Does that seem right to you? Like, how are you
Well, I think the Ja thing is really – the Ja thing is complicated right now because there's two questions. There's one – Would the team in its heart of hearts like to deal Ja Morant? Every time they've expressed anything publicly, it's been absolutely not, right? But we don't know. We don't know how they really feel. Their very core truth serum answer, would you like to move on from this or not? So that's the first question. Would they even want to move on from this? But even if the answer to that were yes, you can't trade him right now. Like, he's not even playing. And so it's hard to imagine, even if the first answer to the first question is yes, can you get to a place on the second where it seems feasible or reasonable to do a deal by the trade deadline, given all the issues? And so, I mean, this could change. We got, 5 or 6 weeks, not that much at this point. But it really feels to me like it might be a thing where you have to play out this season and see where you are and deal with it in the summer, because even if you wanted to turn the page and move on, like, the value has got to be such with the availability issues that it's a rough time to be trying to make a deal.
Yeah. And forgetting full value, just literally finding someone who will take them off your hands and give you whatever,
And you do not want to be a place where you're incentivizing moving Ja Morant. That is not a place you want to be at all.
Right.
No, hell no. And so, yeah.
All right. You published your piece on the best films you saw this year, My Favorite Films of 2025. I'd urge people to read it because in addition to the best films, there's a whole lot of other categories that you address here, and you might find some films that you like or missed in the course of this that you'll watch this holiday season. For example, we started watching, what's the film about the guy who lures the pop star? The Ballad of Wallace Island. We started watching. You call this Best Unassuming Uplift. What'd you think of The Ballad of Wallace Island?
I thought it was pretty charming. It's a very quirky movie, and so, you know, not everyone will get on its wavelength. But I feel like that's a movie that a lot of people would like, which is sort of why I put it in that category. I think that's a fairly obscure movie that I think an awful lot of people would enjoy if they watched it. It's a comedy. It's set on an island, English islands off the coast of England. And it's about a guy who's a widower who had won the lottery. And he lures this couple, this former folk rock duo who had broken up, to the island to do a private concert for him and like various.
And they don't know it's just for him. They don't know it's just for him. The dude doesn't. He thinks he's going to play a concert. It's for this one. We are only just embarked on it. But it's my kind of movie. Charming. Exactly right. Anyway, all right.
Yeah, no, I think it's quite good.
To the best films of 2025, your best film was One Battle After Another, which we've talked about before, and then Sinners. You like them both,
yeah,
obviously.
Not a lot of mystery there. I mean, I think those are the movies of the year in terms of uniting both quality and, you know, commercial success, which is not necessarily why I would put them 1-2.
Right.
But to me, One Battle might be the best movie of the century, much less the year. And then Sinners, to me, is the interest it has in Southern culture and across, in so many ways is so profound that I find that movie very... That movie knocked me out way before any of the genre stuff like creeps into it.
You have a lot of these top 10, a lot of them skipped Memphis completely. Is that right?
Well, or have so far. So, some of them I think will still show here. I think Sentimental Value is going, I'd be surprised if it doesn't get a Memphis opening in the next month or so. It was just an accident. I'm not as sure about, but I think it's going to get a Best Picture nomination. And I would hope if it gets a Best Picture nomination, not just Best International Film, but just Best Picture, period, that it would show up here. It's probably too late for the Rose Byrne movie, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. But I think she's going to get a Best Actress nomination, and I would hope that maybe it would get a re-release in theaters when it does. But there's a couple movies that just skip Memphis and probably won't come back. Like, I think Sorry Baby may get some Oscar nominations, but it's not going to be back in theaters.
I'll let people read the list and can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. Marty Supreme, which is 9, that hasn't opened yet, right? What's that?
It opens Christmas Day. It's Timothée Chalamet is the star. It'll be focused around him. It's directed by this guy, Josh Safdie, who did this movie Uncut Gems a few years ago with Adam Sandler. Marty Supreme is not quite as intense as Uncut Gems, but it's pretty intense. It's a little more comic. It's a period piece set in mid-century New York, and Timothée Chalamet plays sort of this huckster striver character who's sort of rushing through the movie, going through various schemes and stunts.
All right. Again, there are he has other categories. Best Moment That Unlocked a Song I Never Cared About. A dozen more that are sort of just sort of honorable mention. Best Sequels and Superheroes. Best Multi-Movie Acting. Best Straight Comedies. I'll let you all read those. But I do want to stop and pause on Best Sports Movie. What was the best sports movie, Chris?
Yeah, anyone out there who's a baseball fan, and particularly a fan of baseball movies, which is a topic that pops up all the time, go check out this movie, Ethos. If you're not familiar with the word ethos, and I was not familiar with the word ethos, it's a name for a certain kind of baseball pitch.
Yeah.
And so that's what it's named after. It's a comedy. It's a first-time writer-director. It's a small comedy. Got a very small release. It never showed Memphis. But it's about the final game played at a baseball field in somewhere in rural, you know, New England. And it's an adult rec league game. You know, two men's teams are playing on this field in front of, like, three people. And it's the last game at this field, and it's just the whole movie takes place over the course of the game, and it's really, really good.
And you say it is more in the spirit, more in the spit in the dirt spirit of the Bad News Bears and Bull Durham than the puffed up strain of Field of Dreams and The Natural. I take it you prefer the spit in the dirt spirit of the Bad News Bears and Bull Durham to the puffed up strain of Field of Dreams and The Natural.
I do, although I will say there's an artfulness to this movie that's a little more subtle that, you know, you don't have to pick up on this to enjoy it at all. But there's a little bit of like a Samuel Beckett Waiting for Godot quality to it, too. Like it's a little bit more of a deadpan artistry to it. It's not like let's swelling music and let's get sentimental about baseball. That is not the attitude. It's like fat dudes and baseball uniforms trying to slide and hurting their back and stuff like that. It's mostly what's going on.
Thanks, Chris. Drive safe. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. Read his best films. What's the best film you saw in 2025? How many times did you go to movies?
We were talking about this weekend. I think I went about three or four. Probably was Dune 2. Was that this year or last year?
Which two?
It was Dune 2 this year or last year? I'm trying to remember. I think it was last year.
If you're looking for a new financial institution, it's actually one of the smart things I've done over the last 2 years is bank at Leaders Credit Union. Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. And, I didn't know much about Leaders till I started talking about Leaders. And then the things I said about it, as a credit union, you don't have corporate overlords, you don't have stockholders you have to make happy, any of that. All the money goes right back into better service, better rates, better tech. It all made sense to me. And so when Claire moved here and her kids moved here and whatever else, we started banking. They all set up accounts at Leaders. I have an account at Leaders. And when we were looking for a new mortgage, we called Leaders. It's the kind of place, the technology is fabulous. You don't have to go to the branch, but you can if you want. There's one in Bartlett and another one in Arlington. So you can walk in there if you like. But you can also just download the app. And if you would want to get someone on the phone, not easy to do these days. It was easy at Leaders Credit Union. Happy to chat with them about a new mortgage. Again, the technology is great. The people are fabulous. The rates can't be beat. It's Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. Back in a moment, Jeff Talkin' Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I have to say, Jeffrey, I feel a little bad that the show has had the downbeat air to it, you know, given what happened this weekend. Because I'm feeling pretty festive. Are you feeling? Except for the local sports, and I think local sports is in a tough place right now. Except for that, I'm feeling pretty upbeat. Actually, I'm feeling festive. I've been out shopping. We didn't have our Christmas party this year. We always have a Christmas party. We just moved into our house, right? So we couldn't have a Christmas party. But what we did do is we had a couple people over for dinner. And, you know what we did? We went to a Ragin' Cajun. One of the things in this past year that I have loved eating the most was the bread pudding at Ragin' Cajun, which was that place that we talked about for long time here. Inspiration, I said, listen, can I get some of that bread pudding to go to serve to our guests? And sure enough, I could, and I did. And so you get it and you assemble, you pour the white chocolate over the bread pudding. Absolutely sensational. By the way, Christmas hint here. By the way, anyone who needs a Cajun-injected deep-fried turkey, I discovered when I was out there, a Cajun-injected deep-fried turkey for Christmas with a choice of oyster dressing or cornbread dressing, you can get that at Ragin' Cajun, Cajun901.com. When I was out there picking up my bread pudding, you have to place your order by the close of business tomorrow, and then you can pick it up Christmas Eve day until 1 p.m. You can also go gift cards and whatnot while you're there as well. Ragin' Cajun is one of the new sponsors that we had this year, and that was terrific. And so we had their bread pudding. It was absolutely delicious. I do find that going to, you were just talking about this, for you and Aaliyah, like going to a local restaurant is one of the, because if you just buy gifts for each other, you're just spending money. You know what I mean? Like if you are married or have a partner or whatever, you're not in an early romance stage. You know what I mean? Don't you find that like going out to dinner is a.
We always enjoy going to dinner and doing something like that than we do of I got you something, she got me something.
I got you this, you got this. But it's all coming from the same bank account, right? You know, fundamentally the same. And we just ended up buying two things for each other. Now, if there's something that is, you know, I went to Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I've told Claire this. The surprise is there's no surprise here. I went to Robert Irwin Jewelers, and she's thrilled, and there's something she really wants that she would not buy for herself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? The problem is she established very early on, other than the engagement ring, which, let's be real, she just handed me three pictures, and she said, go have Howie make this, right. And he did. She has established a do not buy me jewelry.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want it, jewelry? Because
she doesn't want me to spend money on jewelry and her not like it. And right. Then be like,
yeah, that makes total sense.
Which
makes total
sense. I told her I wouldn't care. She wanted to return it.
When we did it at Robert Irwin last year, I got earrings that were too
gaudy.
They were too stunning. Honestly, they were a little too big and too bright and too sparkly because it's Robert Irwin Jewelers, and Claire is understated, so she wanted smaller ones. And so we went back and we just returned it. Anyway, however you're doing Christmas shopping, I do recommend a dinner wherever. You know, we've talked about the Majestic before. That's a great place to go as well. But we had a great time. We had a great time hosting our little Christmas dinner with the bread pudding from Ragin' Cajun. Again, you can get your turkey there as well. There are some other sports events that we have not discussed, Jeffrey, including just this morning, the news broke that Bobby Petrino, he lives. Bobby Petrino, and out there, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard this news, imagine where Bobby Petrino could be going to be the offensive coordinator that would be not laugh out loud funny, but like, okay, here we go. There would be news. There would be news. Like if Bobby Petrino were going to, you know, whatever, Iowa would be news.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Purdue or something.
Although Ferentz
got
connections
year.
With the guy anyway, that he did.
He's going to North Carolina to be Belichick's OC. What do you think?
I mean, you want to watch it, right?
I do want to watch it. Like, the Belichick thing was interesting this year. And by the way, they did get better.
They got better. Also, the schedule.
Schedule eased up. That helps you get better.
But, like, I'm very curious, like, is Petrino bringing a quarterback with him? Is because, like, I do not think Gio Lopez and Bobby Petrino's offense is going to be a good thing.
Makes a lot of sense. Right. So there was that bit of news. Then we had the news from over the weekend. What did you make of the Johnny Manziel was supposed to be the guest picker on Sports Center, and then no Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, so Johnny he went to the fight Friday, and I mean, to me, it's either one of two things: either Johnny's back living it up, or Johnny's not on private. He's not flying private anymore. So, because I will say this, there are a lot of people I know that were trying to fly into College Station on Saturday and could not do it.
Okay. Here was the statement. I will have plenty more to say about what transpired yesterday. There is almost nothing on this earth that would have made me miss that game. Well, maybe not going to the fight Friday, but okay. To all the people that genuinely reached out and checked in on me, I cannot thank you enough. To ESPN, Pat, that's McAfee, Coach, that's Nick Saban, Desmond, Howard, and the entire crew on game day, I apologize. It was out of my control. To the Aggies and AMN fan base, I'm sorry. I will continue to let everyone out there run with a fake narrative. And at the end of the day, perception always wins over reality. I love all of you who genuinely support me through the good and bad like you've done for years. I have no doubt Texas A&M and the Aggie football program will be in that position again. I'm recovering and feeling about a 3 out of 10, going to rest up and try and get back to normal. So the... You could have believed the plane thing if that was it.
Yeah.
If that was it. But I'm recovering and feeling about a 3 out of 10 going to rest up and try and get back to normal.
Sounds like a case of the Miami flu.
Sounds a little bit like a case of the Miami flu.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say this. This does not reflect well on Johnny Manziel.
No.
Could you have also said it was ESPN's mistake if they knew he was going to be at the fight Friday? Unless they were flying him in themselves, like whatever, to book Johnny Manziel for that may have.
You could tell me it never even occurred to them about the flight. About the fight, beg your pardon.
It never occurred to him that he wouldn't be.
Well, you know what I mean? Like that wasn't on the game day producer's radar.
Yeah, I think that's possible. I think that's possible as well. There's more Sharon Moore news out of Michigan. And that is basically, here's what's interesting about this, is that Athletic has a big story about his history of hitting on women, basically.
Yeah.
Right. And then also, it's just his history with this particular woman and whatever else. What's interesting, of course, is that all this is coming out now.
Mm-hmm.
None of it was a secret before.
No. He wouldn't have passed the background check.
What it suggests is Michigan was unbelievably negligent in.
Well, to me, what it suggested was at the end, whatever Harbaugh said, they were just going to do. And Harbaugh said he's getting the job. I'm not saying that was appropriate, but that is
You think once Michigan wins the national championship, there's nothing they can do?
Correct. Because all the money people are just saying, Harbaugh's telling us that this is the guy.
They delivered us this national championship.
Yep. And this is how we keep it rolling.
And he was part of the national championship. This is how we keep it rolling.
Yep.
It would have taken a lot to break from.
Yep.
I can buy that. I can buy that. We did have the news in terms of who's next there. You have a thought on who's next there?
So Mark has been saying he's been studying up on Jeff Brohm. I'm curious. I've heard some
Kenny
people
Dillingham
say,
obviously, that the news over the weekend was Kenny Dillingham has re-upped at Arizona.
And it seems obvious at this point, the Kalen DeBoer thing's not happening.
The Kalen DeBoer thing isn't happening.
I had heard that making Biff kind of like a longer term interim was a possibility because of the investigation going on with the athletic department and the timing just being horrible that they can't really get a candidate that they want. And give Biff the job as kind of a caretaker.
Because a long-term interim, is it more manageable in this day and time? Because in the end, I would think a long-term interview would, in the old world, would have been a disaster. Because who wants to be recruited by an interim? But when everything is year to year anyway, I guess it's more important to have the right coach. And you could get the right coach in a year and just suffer through this year and then get the right coach in a year. And then is the biggest issue
I would see within a long-term interim is you are going to struggle to get the coordinators right. Like, because
you're going to suck this year if you're going to have a long-term interim. I thought Matt Campbell would have been a candidate.
I definitely think that's who they would have gone after.
Right. Once upon a time it looked like if you were saying who's really screwed up this coaching cycle, you would have pointed to Penn State.
Yep.
Now Penn State is like, ha ha.
Well, it's like that was always the confusing thing about the Penn State search was if you were judging how the search went, it did not feel like it was well executed. But if I would have just told you Penn State's gonna hire Matt Campbell, you would have been like, well, that's a pretty good hire.
Yep. Obviously Charles Huff, we have the news that he's gonna be replacing his entire staff, but also A.J. Hill entered the portal.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is, as Charles Huff said when he talked to us on the day that the hire was announced, he said what he likes in a quarterback. And what he likes in a quarterback is a mobile quarterback. And so A.J. Hill may be, and honestly, when he came in, he was pretty good against the Gasparilla Bowl. He was 6-7. He showed off his arm a little bit. Like, I'm not saying he's not going to be a good quarterback. He doesn't, even if, and again, his dad had made some rumblings of unhappiness during the course of this year under Ryan, even. But it doesn't feel like he is Charles Huff type of quarterback. Right?
No, I just keep wondering about Colton Joseph, who was the quarterback at ODU this year. You know, is he just going to come with a coordinator? Because that's a formula we've seen
Marcus
that works pretty
Stokes
well.
From West Florida, Division II school, is said to be visiting the university.
D2 kids are hot in the streets these days
of Memphis. Well, it has certainly seemed to work out elsewhere. Before we get to the NFL again, Grizzlies tonight, we got two games tonight, Grizzlies and Tigers both playing, and for different reasons, you might be a little wary of these games. One, because come on, the Tigers should beat Alabama State,
mm-hmm.
right? Should handle Alabama State. And two, because the Grizzlies should be handled by the Thunder, right?
Correct.
That game is, just in case you need more attention shined on the Grizzlies and their injuries, that's an NBC game.
Yes, it is. And you got to stay up till 8:30 to watch tip-off.
8:30 tip, NBC game, no local TV. I don't know.
It might just be Peacock. Let me double check.
Is it Peacock?
I'm hoping it's just Peacock.
Anyway, so two games tonight for your Memphis basketball teams. And then finally we get to the NFL. What struck you most? I will say Kenny Gainwell, nice catch.
Unbelievable catch.
Unbelievable circus catch from our man Kenny Gainwell.
I just...
Maybe the most underrated of that run of Memphis running backs.
Well, and then on top of that, like the play, it's like that play... Because of the way the game ended and whatnot, it's like that play was kind of overshadowed just because, and it was an unbelievably great play.
Unbelievable catch. But yes, the ending of that game became the dominant storyline of that game. Where are you on the two pass interferences?
I thought it was pass interference. I thought he ran, the first one definitely was. That's a pick play.
Yep.
You've got to sell it. You cannot do what Tislaw did, which is like turn your body when you have two defenders. Like, you have to make it look like you're going in on.
I heard Theismann talking about it on the show that precedes ours, and he was outraged by them. He said, "You don't know what offensive pass interference is. It's called sometimes. It isn't called sometimes." He was left shaking his head at the end of that.
I will say, in his defense, they basically ran the same play the previous touchdown, and they didn't call.
Right.
So I do think that is true. I do also think, though, when St. Brown went and he basically bench presses him, I think the problem is you think that's not going to get called on the last play of the game, but I do think you know what you're doing. And obviously Ramsey sells it pretty significantly. The other problem I had with the move was, Jeff, he does the push off and he comes back and he doesn't catch the ball in the end zone.
Right.
It was fourth down.
Right. Who do you... I think
my Lions are done.
Well, this is an interesting thing. The Lions seem done. Are you prepared to say the Ravens are done?
Oh, I was way before, I was ahead of you on this one.
Yeah, well, the Ravens...
I've been telling you they're not good.
From the first game of the season,
yes.
I held the Ravens... hand up. Ravens were my Super Bowl team from the AFC. And obviously the injuries have had a lot to do with it. Lamar's injury has had a lot to do with why that. It is interesting, though, because what's happened is that the Lions have disappeared, the Bengals have disappeared, the Ravens have disappeared, the Chiefs have disappeared, the Bills are still there, and yet unimpressive. And what has happened isn't that people are saying, well, look at that. Good for Josh for getting the Bills still there. What they're saying is, well, all these other guys are there. Josh better go win it now.
Yeah.
Like it is.
He's getting no credit for not. For the fact that they haven't.
Because literally the team around him sucks.
And the same argument that everybody would have against him is like, well, this is what happens when you pay your quarterback. The rest of your team's not very good. Well, they're sitting at 11-4.
So
it's not a death sentence.
Then the question is, who do you believe in? That's what I was going to get to. Who in the AFC do you believe in? Do you believe in the Jags? Do you believe in the Pats? Those teams both gave you something to believe in yesterday. Do you believe in them?
I've told you I've thought the Jags have been criminally underrated because I think that defense is nasty. They can run the ball. And while Lawrence still may not be like 1,000% trustworthy, they've got him playing an effective style. I'm still not 100% sold on the Pats defense. I am sold on Drake May. He has been just incredible. I still think this is setting up to where I believe that the Bills can win it. So yeah, I do not believe in the
here's
Steelers.
Here's what I believe. I believe James Cook is unbelievably good.
Yes.
Like, James Cook is...
And I think they can run the ball.
You watch... But they have... If you added up all of the catches by their non-slot wide receivers, anyone who's played in the boundary all year long, right? They wouldn't be in the top 30.
If you add them all up, they would not be a top 30 receiver.
They do nothing.
Correct.
They literally do nothing. I think they get two or three, but it's ridiculous. They have nothing. They've got Shakir in the slot. And they've got Kincaid and Dawson Knox, balls bouncing off Dawson Knox's hands.
When you do the move, your hands cross, that was tough.
But James Cook is awesome. Like, James Cook, and the notion that you, quote unquote, don't pay running backs, can you imagine if they hadn't paid James Cook?
I think also the way that everybody's playing defense now, which is like, hey, we're not giving up the big plays. We're not giving up the big plays. If you can run the football, you're going to be there.
We got Grizzlies tonight.
Hooray.
We got Tigers tonight.
Hooray.
And Jeffrey will be back to talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to family in Connecticut for Christmas. So I will be away, but I'll be back. I'll be back next week. I'll be back next week, and then after the new year. So, but Jeffrey's going to hold down the fort
with J.R. Moore
tomorrow for us. And by the way, Fish on Friday on Tuesday.
Still going to be here,
even though I will not be here.
No days off.
No days off for that man. Fish on Friday on Tuesday. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming up next. We'll have the Rich Eisen show. George and I will be back live with Kevin Cerrito at 2 o'clock. So make sure you're listening for that.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. The show will be back tomorrow. For now, our work is done. Merry Christmas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. and the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.